Welcome to another post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. I'm Carl James. Today is Sunday, March 27th, 2022. In order to win the Evansville series, the Indiana University baseball team was in a situation in which they had to win both games of the Sunday doubleheader. They did exactly that, winning both Game 1 and Game 2 by a score of 6-5. After the second game, the media caught up with Coach Jeff Mercer and starting pitcher Bradley Bremer, who had a fantastic outing, going six innings, giving up only one hit and no runs in his outing.
Guys, we've been looking for those guys that have the attitude, the mentality to go in and get in the fight and stay in the fight and execute pitches and, you know, use both sides of the plate, landing off speed pitch, and they did that. And you don't know, you know, obviously with us last year, losing the guys to the draft, you don't know who's going to step up and take those roles. So it's a little bit of musical chairs until you start to find some guys with some guts. And those guys have some guts. You know, Braden Tucker's got a stiff spine, man. So that was big time. And to see Holderfield get right back in there and execute pitches. He's a super confident kid and very talented. And we pitched so well today. I was so proud of those kids, man. And Coach Glant called a great game, really managed well. And just really, really good baseball on the mound today.
Coach, were you planning to take Holderfield out on that first trip to the mound earlier in the eighth?
I'm trying to think.
Eighth inning.
Such a long day when I walked out there and they stopped me?
No, the first trip, the one before that.
When I walked out there personally?
Yes.
No. I wasn't planning on taking him out. I just wanted to go talk to him and just kind of, you know, sometimes I recruited Grant. I know a Grant. I've known him for a long time. Comes from an incredible family, great kid. And so I have a personal enough relationship with him to walk out and talk and just communicate and kind of, you know, be in the moment with them. And obviously Dustin does the majority of those things, but just to be out there with those guys and settle them in, and I feel like it's part of my job too.
Coach, we saw a lot of resiliency from the lineup today, and that's something that's just been a theme as of late. Can you just talk about the approach that they're having to play right now?
You know, we got guys injured, got guys down, we got guys playing, you know, different positions. You know, Brock Tibbetts is such a wonderful utility guy to have, and you know, Morgan's down, and Sam Ureson steps in, and Kip's in there today, and so they've just been such a tough group, and that's what makes you proud as a coach. It's a talented group, it's a young group. Most importantly, it's a resilient, tough group that just keeps fighting, regardless of the circumstances. You just got to keep going. I always tell those guys that it's once more into the fray. You got to keep going and got to keep fighting, and that attitude carries you, right? When you're dinged up or you don't play well or things aren't going your way, your attitude carries you. And today, you could see a little bit of a glimpse of this team creating an identity and creating an attitude and something that's their own. Anytime you have so many young guys and so many new guys, you know, it's beautiful to see them create their own identity, and you know, hats off to Evansville, man. They were tough, competitive, fought like crazy, and you had to match their intensity. You know, they foul balls off. They were super competitive offensively, and they were going to make you. They're going to make you compete all the way through, and our offensive lineup had to match theirs, and we did that today, and found a way to come on top.
Evansville scores 12 earned runs on Friday, not including errors, and then 10 runs combined today. What are some of the key adjustments that the pitching staff made today?
Well, you know, you have Coach Glant is working like crazy, right, in calling a game and learning those guys. And the big thing is the ability to execute the pitches that are called, right? And when you do that, we can shift guys and we can move guys we talked about before. And there for a stretch, we did a good job of it and kind of got away from it a little bit. But today you can see the difference. Our staff is talented enough. It's good enough. It's not a lack of stuff. It's a lack of execution at times. And today, you know, those guys made a commitment. They met as a team beforehand, and you could tell it was a different group that walked out with confidence and executed. And it started with Bremer today, right? When you have a guy, when you have a dog that walks out first and says, "I'll go through the wall first. You watch me," and competed like crazy, and then it's much easier for everyone else to follow the lead and really follow the example. But, you know, Dustin's worked so hard. He's invested so much time. He's still learning those guys. And, you know, we talked a lot after the game Friday about how we manage. And obviously today wasn't as offensive a day. On Friday, you got the wind blowing out 25 miles an hour, and you got a fast track, wet turf, and that's going to be an offensive day. But the execution of pitches was just tremendous.
Continuing on Bremer, what did you like from him? Looked like a really gritty performance.
Yeah, that's the guy I know. I mean, that's the cat I know. He's tough. He gets a fastball in, backdoors a sinker, the changeup, you know, when he wants it, the slider when he wants it, and he's just going to keep coming. He walked a few guys, but he just never lost his composure. He's been in the battles before. Dude started a lot of college games. He's been out there, you know, and that stuff rubs off. But very, very proud of him. Very proud of his composure and competitiveness and the fact that when you execute pitches, man, you open the whole plate up. And that's the message we've been trying to get across those guys is, you know, I want weak contact. You want weak contact. We all want it, right? But until you start landing pitches, you can't open the plate up. And when you're pitching the one half of the plate, guys get hit hard. They get thumped like that. You got to be able to execute to both sides of the plate. And we did that today, and it started with Brad. He led the way, and then everyone else was able to follow suit.
Coach, you mentioned the injuries. The season's pretty long in college baseball, and you guys have got a week pretty rare for a college baseball season, especially where there's no midweek game.
Yeah.
What is that time? How important is that time going to be for the squad this week?
Well, it's going to be a lot of time with Joel this week. Our trainer is second to none. He's a magician, so he's going to have to Mr. Miyagi some guys back to health. Get in there with them, get them in the cold tubs, and make them super uncomfortable, but got to get them healthy because now the season starts, now the Big Ten starts, and go compete for a championship.
Any update on Bobby Whalen?
I don't. He just all I know is he told me as we were walking off the field tonight, I'm playing on Friday and you can't stop me. I said, okay, well, you're just going to have to get healthy enough to play. And he probably could have stayed in there, but you can't risk it, guys. You can't risk it. You don't know if it's a, you know, what it is, and it's a long day. And I hate these daggone Sunday doubleheaders. If I never see another Sunday doubleheader again, it would be too soon. So now Bobby's a tough kid, and I hope he's back ready to go.
Let's have a couple more.
Is there any conversations between maybe you or Coach Quinn and Bradley about the sort of pitch count and sort of monitoring that? Because I think he's pitched like a complete game at a Wright State before.
Yeah, it really was just kind of when he started to run out of gas, you know, and you don't want to overdo it because it's a long season. But when you start to see the stuff deteriorate, and that's what has been a little bit, you know, at times perplexing is when our stuff doesn't deteriorate, but we lose the ability to control the strike zone. And so that as a coach, it makes it a little bit hard when, you know, a guy's still 90, 92 and also, you know, he's cruising, and then it's like he's not there anymore. And so, you know, Brad kind of showed some signs like there was fatigue. And once you start to see fatigue set in, then you know it's like, oh, it's okay. It's time for us to make a change. And hopefully that becomes a theme across the rest of the guys where fatigue is what causes us to come out and not anything else.
Nationally, you're seeing a whole lot more offense in college baseball.
Yeah.
And it seems like almost every series you guys are facing, you're seeing guys who your opponents are not expanding the zone. You're not getting strikeouts that way.
College baseball is incredible right now. It's like nothing I've ever seen. You look at the draft, you know, 2 years ago was five rounds. And then last year is 20. So you've got, what's that, 50 rounds of guys. I don't know. I'm not good at math off the top of my head, but it's a bunch of rounds of guys that are in college baseball that wouldn't normally be there. They're old, they're veteran, and they've had, you know, you look at last year during, you know, the COVID, like, guys were shut down. Guys weren't getting live at-bats. You know, our fall was shut down, you know, two or three different times. And so you're seeing now the offenses that have a year and a half of work under their belt, you know, 150 at-bats in summer ball, a full fall. But a lot of it is their guys are just older, right? You know, the draft impacted it. COVID years, you're looking at fourth and fifth and sixth-year seniors, and they're good, and they've seen a lot of pitches. And I'll tell you what else has changed is the training environment. You know, there's not as much, you know, front toss and you know, slow and steady. And I mean, guys, everybody's got a spin ball, everybody's got machines, and they're gonna prepare those guys. So, you know, college baseball offensively is different right now than it's ever. There's no weak outs, there's no weak contacts. Everybody's got guys hitting, you know, 350 and above and not striking out. So it's a challenge for everyone's pitching staff to compete against it. But today you could see what really matters is, are you tough enough to execute pitches? Because there's still outs on the plate. You just can't you can't make mistakes in the middle of the plate consistently and walk guys and put them on and expect those things to work out. So we can get to them. But, yeah, offenses are better than they've ever been before.
Take one more.
Tyler Dones had a really good second game at the plate, and it just kind of looked like he was just sort of waiting for his pitch and being really patient. Yeah. What did you see from him today at the plate?
Yeah, he just continues to get more comfortable, and he's a guy that's been through it all. It was an all Big 12 guy and has seen seen a ton of pitches and a lot of at bats, and so for him, he's just really been able to relax and settle in and use the whole field. Right, that's a big thing for him. He's able to use the other side of the field, low the other way. He hits a homer on Friday, but it really is those pull side homers, especially on fastballs, are mistakes. And when you stay in that part of the field, there's just a lot of hits over there. And he's a good runner, good base runner, so he's dangerous. So guys don't want to give him free bases because he's got 100 walks. And so now I want to challenge him. And if you challenge a good hitter, he's going to find a barrel. And that's what he's done.
What felt good today? 110 pitches, six innings.
Everything, you know, the first inning I threw only fastballs, the sinker. So, you know, getting ahead in the count, that really felt good. I feel like I had everything going really well.
Knowing the stress that the bullpen took on Friday, were you feeling any extra pressure to get off to a good start today?
No, just continue to do what I do. So you just attack the hitters and you know, get strikes and get ahead. And that's what works.
How has your adjustment been throughout the transfer process and becoming a Hoosier now and getting some good quality starts under your belt?
You know, it was a little difficult when I first got here. I mean, a little uncomfortable not knowing everybody. But, I mean, my first outing was out of the bullpen. I'm not used to it. And then, you know, I got back in the starter role, and I feel really comfortable right now. I feel good, so.
What was it like seeing Grant go out there? A few tough situations, but he was able to kind of close out that game for you.
That kid's good. I mean, he's a young freshman. He's really good. And never a doubt when he's on the mound. I mean, he shuts it down pretty well.
Speaking of the tough situations, you worked through some of yourself this afternoon. Can you just kind of talk about your mentality when you face some adversity on the mound?
Yeah, to me, I think confidence in myself, you know, with my pitches and my stuff, I think that's the biggest thing as a pitcher is just being confident in what you have and just going back to that every pitch.
We were talking about how nationally, you know, offenses are doing a lot better, how this team seems to be seeing a lot less swing and miss out of the zone from offenses. How is that affecting you as a pitcher?
Yeah, definitely a difference. I'm not getting as many strikeouts, I think, as I would like. A lot of good takes and offenses are a lot better. But, I mean, I think just attacking guys and getting ahead in the count is the main thing to do.
Thank you for listening to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. The Indiana University baseball team is back in action next Friday at Bart Kauffman Field against the Northwestern Wildcats in what will be the first series of Big Ten play for both teams. We will see you at the Bart.